You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Grateful to have this opportunity to, genuinely just speak to you briefly this morning. For starters, not to sound pedantic, but it's true, that you're here today. Thanks be to God. If ever there were a morning to roll over, this was one of those mornings. And so the fact that you're here, thanks be to God. I love seeing your faces for this opportunity to gather together and to give thanks. That's chiefly what I'd like to do this morning, is to, again, express my gratitude for this community of faith. It's interesting, we did not, one of the lessons which was appointed for today, if you were at the 9 o'clock service, you heard a portion of the letter of Paul to the Corinthians. And in that, Paul talked about coming to Corinth, and it's interesting to note in that, I think it's safe to say that Paul, when he arrived in Corinth, he was weary. Paul had been amongst the Macedonians, who weren't always the most gentle or welcoming. He had gone to Athens, and while the church had been founded, it wasn't as if it had a blockbuster story. And so Paul arrives in Corinth, and as he arrives in Corinth, he's weary. He's weary physically. He's weary emotionally. He's weary spiritually. And if you remember what happened as Paul arrives in Corinth, he is taken in. Priscilla and Aquila take him in. They give him gospel generosity and kindness and encouragement. And amongst the things that Paul is missing, he's missing his friends and his partners in ministry. He's missing Silas and Timothy. They're not with him either. And so he comes into Corinth, and Corinth wasn't an easy place to do ministry. Corinth was a challenging place, an eclectic place, a place that was very divided in many ways. And he came into all of this, and we hear, of course, that Paul says, I presume to know nothing amongst you but Jesus and him crucified. Jesus crucified and risen. I didn't come to you with eloquent speech, with lofty words. I came to you with the message of Jesus, the message of God coming into the world to ransom and to redeem sinners, a God who sacrificially, those wonderful words from the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus, in describing himself as the Good Shepherd, says, I lay down my life for the sheep, and I take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own accord, and I take it up again. And he says of his sheep, no one and nothing can snatch the sheep out of my hand. And I share that with you this morning because I want to give thanks for this community. It's been a full year. We've had tremendous and sad and shocking and terrible losses, and we've had the full breadth of the human experience, and I've been amazed. I've honestly been amazed to see Advent at for best this year, and the way that we've been grounded in the reality of Jesus crucified and risen. The way that that's come through in ways large and small, and in the most significant moments, in the quietest moments, that grounding, that abiding in the security we have in Jesus crucified and risen, that has been clear, that has been evident, that is my, I long for nothing more in our life together that be at the center of our lives together. Jesus crucified and risen, that the life and the peace and the security, the fact that whatever comes in our lives, our greatest successes or our deepest losses, will never be separating from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord, that would be our grounding together. But I also want to give thanks to you for the way, again, in ways large and small, that you've demonstrated your abiding in that, and the way that this place has loved and cared for one another. As Paul writes to Corinthians, one of the things that he talks about is the human propensity to to rip and tear one another apart, to divide from one another, to turn on one another. I mean, for us, we turn on ourselves too, right? We don't even need someone else. I feel like I can turn on myself as well as anyone, and divide and tear myself apart. And of course, it always just produces great spiritual fruit in my life every time that I do that. But Paul gives a word of concern to the Corinthians, a word of concern to the church. This appeal that they be united, not in our perfection, but in our weakness and in our dependency, in the fact that God's grace is sufficient for us. His power is made perfect in our weakness, and that is not often an appealing message culturally, because we want to have it. We want to be successful. We want to be exemplary. But the reality of the gospel is that we are exemplary, and we share in God's glory, and we are successful when we live in relationship with God and relationship with one another, when we live dependently with God. When our lives combine both the joy and the grief, the joy and the sadness, when those are there together, when we are living dependently upon God in a relationship with one another, that's when God is glorified. That's when the light shines in the darkness. That is when nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I want to thank you, the congregation, for your grounding, for your delightful imperfection, for your commitment in your relationship with God and one another. The favorite staff members are all sitting right here. And then the others must not be named at this time. So actually, some of them are they're doing important ministry for the Lord right now. And so, we couldn't ask for a better ministry team here at the Advent. And your stewardship, your partnership in the gospel helps enable that, not only in the way in which we're able to do ministry here, hopefully the ways that it continues to grow and grow as it was done over a number of years now, but also so that word might go forth, that word might go forth from this place as well. So I want to thank our tremendous ministry team. Not all of it. Yes, Mary Ann Mary Ann is here. You know, it's funny, as I begin here and think about this, this is like the... this is like the fear of, like, you forget your wife's name, right? This is my wife. Yeah, exactly. So, Marianne and Lana and Will and Jay and Adam and Pompey and Brown and Dara, Dean and Margaret and there. So, I'm really close to these people. And a word of thanks as well. Craig Brady has been a great senior warden this year. I've been incredibly fortunate. We've been very incredibly fortunate to have great leadership over the years. And it sounds cliche, but God working through the right people in the right moments and the people that we need in different moments. And we've had a tremendous a group of people both on the vestry and serving as wardens, the right people at the right time, using their wonderful gifts. And I'm so very grateful to Craig and your tremendous ministry. You've been a gift to me, to the congregation. And Ricky, I'm equally grateful as you begin your tenure as senior warden. God's good and gracious timing. And then Mike, who will follow you. Thanks be to God. I thank God for you. I thank God that we are grounded in something which is greater than anything that might come against us, and that we have a God who wonderfully desires to gather us to himself, to gather us to one another, that no one, that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So thanks be to God, and I give thanks to you as well.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.